goodsuccess.com.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to be at your presence again today. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that no one returns back the same way. Pour into us the Spirit, the grace to do whatever it takes to receive all your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The topic remains Common Sense Guide to Receiving Your Harvest. And we are continuing with the series Kingdom Mysteries and Miracles for Good Success. Let's read some scriptures. Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." And Genesis 8:28 says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease." Praise the Lord. When it comes to giving and receiving, it's the bedrock on which the world where we live in actually survives. Giving and receiving is the secret through which the world we have is actually surviving. We do understand that there are some important things to note about giving and receiving. When we talk about prosperity, it is no longer a big deal to our generation. Probably almost all of us do know that without giving and receiving, we can't really expect to receive the blessings of God. It is through giving and receiving we expect and enjoy the blessings of God in our lives. That God wants to give you an high prosperity. He wants to prosper you. He wants to increase you. He wants to give you anything and everything you really desire. So, you and I cannot overlook this topic. We do know that we are supposed to give. Many of us have been giving ever since we were born. In fact, some people, their parents were giving on their behalf before they were born. So, it is no longer a big deal. But the question now is this: how do I enjoy the blessings of giving and receiving? How do I enjoy the blessings that are supposed to come to me because I'm a giver? And mind you, when we talk about giving, we are not only talking about money. We are not only talking about giving gifts to people. We are talking about you have given your skill. You have developed your skill. Now I want to enjoy the benefits. Some other people who don't have as much gifts as I have, they are getting more blessed than I am. So how do I get my gifts? How do I get my blessings? How do I get to receive the things that I'm supposed to receive? Before we go into that, let's understand some things. Number one, the blessings that God wants to put in your life, they are the external proof to the world, but not to you, that God is with you. See, the blessings you see in your life, they are not the proof that God is with you. The proof that God is with you is the joy and peace you have in the Holy Spirit. You are bound by the Holy Spirit. You are kept safe. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. So the physical blessings we see, they are not proof to you that God is with you. But they are the proofs to the world, to the unbelievers, that God is with you. And that's why you must be blessed. The Bible says that very soon that 10 men will hold the sleeve of one man in the covenant and say, "We want to follow you to serve your God." So it's a proof to the world, not to you, to the world, that God is with you. Then second point today that we need to note is that your righteousness is a proof and witness to the world that you are saved. The blessings of God in your life prove to them that God is with you. But your righteousness, your walk in holiness, proves to the world and witnesses to them that you are born again, that you are saved. The inner witness of the Holy Spirit and joy and peace of salvation are the way you prove to yourself that God is with you. Then for loss of joy or peace in the Holy Spirit is proof that you have walked in sin or disobedience to the Father. If you lose your joy of salvation, if you lose your peace in the Spirit, it means you have done something against God, or you are not walking in the perfect will of God. So experiencing the reality of these blessings have a lot to do with your application of the principles of God. So God can be with you, So what's the essence of all the things we have said? God can be with you and you are still not enjoying the blessings of God's presence with you. Except now that you start walking in his principles and all the guidelines he has put down for you to enjoy his blessings. So what are the common sense guide to giving? We looked at some of them last week. We talked about giving and how you must give with discretion, how you are not under obligation to give to some people at all times, and that you are not God, you cannot meet all of people's needs, and that you don't just give randomly. Have a schedule, have a plan around your giving. Then don't give beyond your means. Don't borrow to please God. Don't borrow to impress God. Then we also, now today we are going to mention some few things. Our focus is not on giving today, but we want to mention some of the avenues through which we can give effectively. Prioritize your giving. Number one, your tithing. Don't forget it. Matthew 23:23 says, these things you ought to do and not leave the others undone. So Jesus was not canceling the place of tithing. Then number two, your offerings, your worship offering. You are still going to worship God with your offerings. Then number three, giving to your parents. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:1-3, that children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Then he went ahead to say, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Some people's lives have been cut short because they won't honor their parents. I can mention at least two people I know of that died before their time because they were always problems to their parents. They just died untimely, and both of them died in accidents. They were always thorns in the flesh of their parents. So if you want to live long, honor your parents. A time comes that, yes, your parent cannot tell you what to do all the time, but never comes a time that you won't have to honor your parents. You honor them by giving to them, by making sure they are happy all the time. We've mentioned giving to parents, we mentioned offerings, we mentioned tithe. Then now, there are sacrifices. There are times you give beyond what you would normally give, as God demands it per time. Then there's giving to the poor. Then all these things, there is none of them you can throw aside. You can't say because you are giving your tithe, you are not giving offering. You can't say because you are giving offering, then God requires of you some sacrifices and you say, no, you can't do it. No. You can't say because I'm giving in church, then I can't give to my parents. Then of course there's giving to your prophets, your priests, your pastors over your life. People feed you spiritually. You have to honor them too. They are in the class of parents. Honor them. Give to them once in a while as you are led. Or you can even make it consistent. Now, what are the common sense guide to receiving? I'm sure that's why all of us are here today. The Bible says that as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. When a farmer plants, his focus is never on sowing. His focus is on receiving the harvest, is on reaping. I've been to the farm, you know, several times when I was growing up, when I was very, very young. Especially going to the farm with my uncle and my daddy's once in a while. Now, when it's planting season, I never saw anybody, whether my uncle or his friends or some of our neighbors, I never saw any one of them unhappy when they were sowing. They were all happy because they were sowing. In fact, I think after you've sown and you've done a lot of work, you go back to a shelter in the farm and you eat maybe pounded yam also. They are always happy that they are sowing. I don't see them sad because they are sowing, because they know harvest is going to come. So one of the common sense guide to receiving is what you do during your giving. Sow with joy. See, some people tell you, oh, after I sowed that seed, I was crying. In fact, they can even quote Psalm that talks about those who sow in tears shall doubtless come back rejoicing. I think Psalm 126. Now, yes, that's true. It's talking about the sacrifice, the pain the sacrifice brings to you. But if you are a smart Christian, instead of being sad when you are giving, you should rejoice because it guarantees your harvest. The Bible says with joy, we draw from the wells of salvation. When you draw from the wells, it's talking about receiving, the receiving part. If you are not joyful, you can miss what is in the well of salvation. So when you are sowing your seed, sow with joy. Then when you are reaping, to reap, what do? You reap with joy. What am I saying this time around? When somebody gives to you, or when God uses somebody to give to you, or when God gives to you directly, receive it with joy. It's one of the common sense ways for you to keep receiving. When you receive and you don't receive it with joy and gladness, God can even destroy that blessing. He said, because you won't give with joy and gladness, I will curse your blessings. God forbid. So it's not enough for you and I to give. You give with joy. And when you receive, you must also receive with joy and gladness, rejoicing. I've shared it several times that I saw my finances skyrocketing and everything changing when I changed my attitude to giving. When I want to give my tithe, I don't just give my tithe. I call my family. We dance together and pray over it, then give it. I've never ceased to receive returns on it. Master the art of receiving. There is a smart way to receiving from God. So, what are the ways for making sure we receive our blessings all the time? After our sowing, after our giving, your reception is your gift back to the giver. For example, when somebody gives to you, I mentioned it just now, receive with joy, receive with gladness. There's a difference between when somebody gives you something and you say, wow, thank you. I say, wow, really? So you remembered me. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow, God bless you. And the second day, you craft a very good message. Did you know that the gift you gave me yesterday made a lot of difference in my financial life? In fact, I wanted to buy something, and because of what you gave, I was able to buy it. Now, do you know what's going to happen? You have sown another seed. Somebody gave to you. You have sown the seed of appreciation. When that person wants to give the next time, the person remembers you first out of all his list of people. Said, well, he appreciated what I gave the last time. He's going to appreciate this again. That is it. Receive with joy. Do it in such a way that that person begins to wonder, what did I give him? Well, and he appreciates this small thing. And I start thinking of giving you more and more. Just try it. You see how it happens. So your reception is a give back to the giver. One of the ways for receiving is make sure you sow with joy and excitement. It guarantees harvest to your seed. Then number four, see giving and sowing as an opportunity. Don't see it as a burden. Every time you have to give, see it as an opportunity. And remember that opportunity can be missed. And missed opportunities can lead to a lot of consequences. That means when you have an opportunity to give into somebody's life, to give into the kingdom of God, to give to your parents, don't miss it. Because when you miss it, you may not even get it back. And even when you get it back, it may be a long time before you get it back. When God just ministers to you to give to somebody, maybe to a poor person or somebody around you, don't miss it. Move fast and give is one of the ways. Then what are the smart ways for receiving your harvest? Sow with an expectation. Every time you give, give with an expectation that God is going to bless you in return. It's never a sin for you to expect the blessings of the Lord, because God said He's going to give to you. So if you don't expect this, you don't have hope. You don't have faith. Because faith is the substance of things expected, things hoped for. You must expect before you receive. What are the smart ways for receiving? Sow in faith. We have mentioned that you sow with joy and excitement. You receive also with joy and excitement. See giving as an opportunity. Sow with an expectation. Then sow in faith. The Bible says whatever is done without faith in the kingdom of God is sin. That means if you give and you don't know that God is going to bless you in return, it is also sin, because you are not believing what God said. He said it's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. If you are seeking God, you are serving God in His house, there are blessings that follow. In fact, when the blessings of God come and you are surprised that they came, maybe you never believed in the first place. Of course, when God's blessings come, because they are always overwhelming. Because when you sow a seed of corn, you don't reap a seed of corn, you receive cobs of corn. So, yes, you are overwhelmed with the blessing, but you are not surprised that the blessing came. It is supposed to be normal that it came. Sow in faith. Then sow by trusting God as faithful. He said, Abraham judged God as faithful. Everything you do, you must trust God to be faithful to keep His part of the bargain. Trust God to be faithful. Then what else should we do? Be consistent in giving. that you give once is not enough. It's not a once and for all thing. It's once and again and again. So every opportunity you have to give, give and expect that an opportunity will come again to give. Like I said, rejoice after every form of giving. When I give, I rejoice. I remember that recently, there is somebody that God prompted me to give to, and I had a real challenge giving. I tried all the platforms. It was not working. I was having a challenge. Then I saw a different platform that they have, and I was able to give. The moment I gave it, joy just filled my heart. I was so happy. And guess what? The second day, I started seeing the reward of the giving. Second day. See, this thing works all the time. If it doesn't work for somebody, it's because the person is missing out on some of the things the person should do alongside the giving. Then I mentioned before, engage in all forms of giving. Because you have given to your parents does not mean you won't give in church. Because you have given in church does not mean you won't give to the poor. Because you have given your tithe does not mean you won't give your offerings. All these things are done concurrently. Then, what are the smart ways of receiving again? Become skilled. Now, this is the part that, you know, it's beyond the spiritual, so to say. Become skilled. God wants to give so many things to your life. But if your skill level is the same with what you had last year. See, when you give your tithe, what does the Bible say? It says, God will open the windows of heaven and pour out on you that blessing that there won't be room enough to take it. Every time God gives to you, He has given to fill your cup. The psalmist says that He fills my cup and my cup runs over. You see, at every point in time, you are like a container and there is a maximum of what you can receive. If your skills are the same, your skill set are the same with what it was last year, your blessing this year may not increase. Why? Because God is looking for how to bless you. He doesn't see an extra space. So increase your skills. Become better at what you do. If you are writing, write better. If you are singing, sing better. If you have a business, do it better. Learn ways of doing it better and better all the time. That is the way. That is the secret. Increase your skills. Look for high-paying skills that are in line with your calling, that are in line with your giftings, and begin to invest in them. Pay a lot to learn more, because you won't miss it. If God wants to bless you, He looks at your life. What avenue can I use to bless Him? And He finds none. That will not be you. That will not be me. So get better. If you have to go to school again, go back to school. If you have to learn a skill online, learn a skill online. In fact, this generation, we don't have any excuse, because there are so many ways we can learn better. So get better in your skills. The Bible says, do not be deceived. Galatians 6:7. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Then what are the avenues for receiving? Start a business. I want to encourage you, if you don't have a business, start a business. It doesn't matter if you have a job or not. Keep your job, but start a business. The truth is this. Can God really bless you beyond your boss? Not really. He will only use your boss to start you out in life. God may want you to stay with a person, with a business, with somebody. Fine. But it doesn't mean you can't do your own thing by the side. Before I left my last job, before coming here, I was paying my staff almost probably double of what I was getting in my job. But I was still in that job. Like, they were paying me like half of what I was paying my own staff. But I was still in a job because God didn't tell me to leave. We are going to get to that part of listening to the Holy Spirit. So what are the ways? How do you receive? How do you make sure you receive the blessing that God wants to give you after you have given and given and given? Become skilled. Increase your skill sets. Start a business. That is increasing your capacity to receive. When God wants to bless you, He looks at how He will bless you. He won't just drop money from heaven. But He wants to bless you through different things that you have used wisdom to create around your life. Then number 12 now. Check your attitudes to people. To family members, to friends, to neighbors, to colleagues at work. Do you know that you can use your attitude to chase away the blessings of God? Galatians 5:21-22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It says, against such there is no law. when your attitudes are right. Have you ever been in a situation that you look at someone, the person is so nice, he's so well behaved, and you're like, ah, how can I be a blessing to this person? I just want to do something to appreciate this person. That is how people will be to you. I know somebody that everybody just wants to bless the sister because of her attitude, her humility, the way she behaves to people. They just want to bless her. They just want to give to her. They apologize for not giving to her, even when they don't owe her anything. See, if your attitudes are right, the blessings of God will come to your life with ease. Many Christians today, the only challenge they have is that God wants to bless them, but it is difficult for God to even bless them because their attitudes are not right. So you want to make sure you have all the fruit of the Spirit. Joy. These fruit of the Spirit are not just for taking you to heaven. They are also avenues for God to bless you on earth. Do you know people have lost jobs that I know of because of wrong attitude? They can't do yes sir to their boss. Nothing else. They are very good. They are very skilled. But they lost the job because of pride. Because they can't honor the people ahead of them. They are better than their bosses, but they can't honor the boss. So the boss made sure they were fired. And some people, they have kept their jobs for years because of good attitude. They are not really good, but they can be trusted. They are faithful. They are always there when they should be there. They are full of joy. They are full of peace. There is no reason why they should be fired. Nehemiah in the Bible, do you know what made him keep his job? The Bible said that the people who give drinks to the king, wine bearer, that they have to be joyful always. That means Nehemiah was joyful 24/7. Every time he wants to give something to the king. The day the king noticed he was not joyful, the king did not kill him. He could have been killed. Because you have to make the king happy. The king gave him everything he had. I've never heard that before. Somebody that you overthrew their kingdom, someone out of them was now telling you that I want to go and rebuild the place you destroyed or that your kingdom destroyed. Is that not treason? And the king gave him more than he needed because of good character, because of faithfulness. God will bless you if you have good attitude to people, to your family. People will recommend you. The reason why some people are marrying late is because nobody can recommend them. Nobody can trust them. Nobody can say good things about them to people. You want to get married to somebody and people say, eh? You want to marry that sister? Fire for fire. I know of somebody like that. That when somebody was, say, ah, of all people, why is it this sister you want to date? Do you know what? That relationship did not last because of the attitude of this sister. Not only sisters, brothers. There are some people, their attitudes as well. So all these things matter. The blessings of God may not come to your life, to my life, if I don't increase my attitude, if I don't become better in how I deal with people. What are the common sense guides to receiving from God, to receiving your harvest? Be faithful in little. Luke 16:10 to 11 tells us that he who is faithful in least is also faithful in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust in much. That job you have, that business you have, that thing they ask you to do in church, if you are not faithful in all these things, trust me, God will not entrust you with big things. The way God relates with people in his kingdom is not the way the world relates. God judges you faithful in great things. Now you don't have a million, you don't have 2 million, you don't have 20 million. You only have 25,000, you only have 10K, but you are not faithful in how you spend it. Trust me, God may not let you have access to the big things. You only have small money and you don't want to come to church again. God says, okay, let's just keep him at the level that he will be comfortable in serving me because I don't want him to go to hell. So let's give him small money. Let's keep him at that small money so that he will not be lost forever. God watches how you deal with small things. They ask you to do something in your job, you don't do it well and you are comfortable. No, that's not the way to grow it. That's how you treat your own things. Or maybe your own business. Your friends around you, you are not treating them well. Now you think you're going to treat your marriage well. No, it's still going to be the same thing. Be faithful in little. Then number 14, listen to the Holy Spirit and follow his instructions per time. God will only prosper you when you are in his will, when you are in line with his will. Do you know that the Holy Spirit can tell you to go to a village just to go and greet somebody you don't want to greet? Because he wants you to escape somebody in the city you are. or because he wants to bless you with somebody in the village you are going to. Now, you are like, what is in that village? But the richest man in the world may be coming to that village at the time you are coming, you didn't even know it. And nobody even know that it's coming. And somehow you just meet with that person. And he's saying, what do you do? Wow, give you his card. Yes, of course, it may not always happen like this in life. One thing I do know is that if you obey the Holy Spirit always, you always put where you should be. You may want to go to the right on the road. The Holy Spirit says, go to the left. It may make a lot of difference in your destiny. All these things are opportunities. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Follow his instructions per time. Every time the Holy Spirit gives you instructions, it is blessing in disguise. There are blessings in those instructions in disguise. Those blessings may not even come immediately. They may come in years to come. Years to come. Years to come. Then number 15, as we close, ask in prayer. You deserve to be blessed when you have given. You have given your resources, you have given your skills, you have honored God, you have become more skilled, you have given your time to get more skills. You are supposed to get more blessings in return, and nothing is showing forth. You have looked for a job, you are not getting a job. Ask in prayer. That's one way to receive. It says, ask and you shall receive. Your asking is your giving. Your receiving is your harvest. Then, number 16, the last point, enforce your rights by spiritual warfare. Sometimes the blessings that God wants to put in your life may be far away, but you only need to get them by warfare. Maybe I wouldn't still be married by now if I didn't take it seriously by warfare. I was like, why is this thing getting delayed? There is no reason why I shouldn't be married. Then I went to church that day, went for that special program, and that was the end of it. I knew that was the end of it, even though I wasn't married, but I knew that program solved it. Take God serious. Every time you are in God's presence, God is with you. As we are here today, the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. God is here now. Enforce your right via spiritual warfare. See, I can mention several times in my life that things were not going the way they should go. And I decreed and gave instructions to the angels of God. Go now and bring my blessings. There is no reason why I should be broke. And it happened. And as we close, I'm going to share this testimony. There was a time when I was serving. And I literally had no money. Nothing. I couldn't even go to my work then. Because there was no money to take bike or transportation to go. So I was praying. And I decreed on that bed. I still remember vividly. And I said, angels of God, go now and bring my blessings wherever they are. And I don't know, I was sleeping, I slept off. And I think a call came in, or I missed that call or something. And I saw one of my organs where I was serving. And he said, hey, copper, where you there? You know, come. I said, I'm at home. He said, I saw that you could do structural design. I think he saw me doing it on my system. He said, oh, you could do all these things. I said, yes. Come and meet me so so place. I said, I don't have money to even take bike. He said, don't worry, just come. I'll go pay your bike. As I went there, he gave me that job and he transferred money to me. I was broke when I slept. When I woke up, I had more than enough because I enforced my harvest by prayer. Recently, I think last week, projects were not coming the way they were coming. And I was like, what's happening? I just made a decree. And before the end of that day, a project came in. See, all these things sometimes require you to enforce them by faith, by prayer, decree. See, the blessings of God are not more even in the asking part. They are more in the enforcing part. You are decreeing and enforcing what God has said about your life. If you do this, the blessings of God will always flow in your life. Now we have learned how to give. We have also learned how to receive. There is no reason why anyone here should be in the place where you don't have enough of the blessings of God for your life. And make sure that you listen over and over again. There is so much more that God wants to put in your life. May you and I not miss them anymore. In Jesus' name, amen. Do we have any question, maybe about giving, about receiving, that you want us to quickly touch before call it a day today?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
I'm really grateful for tonight's podcast. I've learned a lot, even from your testimonies. You are very inspiring and wanting me to do more. Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you. Do you have any question?
Please, the lesson.
How are you, sir?
Yes, sir. It's not that I'm having questions, but I just want to make a little comment and a contribution about what she taught us. Concerning the giving and receiving, you know, most of people about their receiving, most of them, I think where they miss it is when they might show materials in that they might be expecting materials in. Just like the case of Father Abraham. Father Abraham give to the stranger, and what they give back to Father Abraham, they say they just give back to him that by this time of next year, your wife Sarah will bear you a son named Isaac. You know, he's giving them the material, but what he have in return is the word. So most of people, their word have already come. That's my contribution, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. That was so great. Yeah. When you give, don't just expect material things in return. So many more things, like we mentioned last week, so many things. What you give does not always have to come the way you gave it. There are so many things that are attached to what you have given. So please, let's always go with this understanding. Praise God. So I just want to implore us, even as we close, that please don't be a partaker of these blessings alone. There must be someone you know that you can share. Some of you just need to share this on your Facebook, on your Instagram, on your WhatsApp. You know, just share all these things every Saturday night. Share with people, invite them, let them come and be blessed on this platform. Share the website, and you know, God also blesses you, because that's giving also. And of course, when you sow spiritual things, you reap much more, both spiritual and material things. And I pray God blesses us as we live. I want to declare a blessing on all of us. That I pray, it's not just about hearing. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I can guarantee that these words came from Jesus. So I pray, Father, let the grace to do what you have learned today be poured on everyone listening, in Jesus' name. Amen. And I declare that for anyone that your blessings have been hindered by the power of the enemy, I cancel all those works of darkness in the name of Jesus. For some people, probably here today, that the devil has tried to put some obscurity in your life. He has covered your light. He has tried to hinder you from shining, from letting your helper see you. I curse those works of darkness in the name of Jesus. And I declare that as you step into this new week, you will surely have testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Be blessed all in Jesus' name. I'll see you next week. Amen. Bye.
The good success.com.